time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
A little wet, but no worse for the wear.
Just a little brief shower.
Yeah, it was actually polite this morning. We were joking about it earlier this morning. The rain was kind of unique this morning. It fell straight down. Hasn't been like that very much here lately.
You know, if you get in a little earlier in the morning, it didn't rain on me when I went to work this morning.
So do you want a gold star on your forehead? Is that what you're looking for?
Early to bed, early to rise.
Yeah, you just get into the frustrating part of the day a lot earlier than the rest of us, huh?
That's when I get most of my work done.
Yeah, I know. I understand. Well, we're going to make you work now. Tell us about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
With the broadest selection of fixtures and faucets, all at discount prices in the area, you need to shop Camlin Plumbing and Heating. With our showrooms and all the catalogs we have to offer, you will enjoy the variety, the quality, and the prices with Delta, Sterling, Kohler, Aquatic, Dayton, and Gerber, just to mention a few. Your dream remodel job can become a reality with expert installation experience that Camlin Plumbing and Heating can offer. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan and get that remodel job done right at discount prices.
Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Yeah, I was searching around the other day for some different topic ideas and things. I came across something on the Iowa Insurance Division website. Because this is something I think that we probably all have thought about, if not run into at some point in time. You have life insurance.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, a lot of people have sometimes several different policies with life insurance. So oftentimes, if you have any kind of a health benefit policy, a health insurance policy through work, many times there's a small life insurance policy attached to that as well. You may have something else. You may have some sort of an annuitized life insurance policy through different fraternal organizations and things. You know, in many cases, folks might have several different policies. Do you know where they are?
No.
You know, that's the thing. Do you know where they are? And if you don't know where they are, you're not the one that's going to cash them in. How do you, I mean, are you sure that the people that need to know where they are know where they are?
I think the insurance companies bank on that.
Well, you sometimes kind of wonder that, don't you? You know, but I was looking up some tips here because they had a little thing on, you know, what do you do if you've lost track of a life insurance policy somewhere? You know, what if you just can't find it? You know, insurance policies, many times you think about it. When do you buy life insurance? A lot of times people buy them during life-changing moments. You have a birth of a child, perhaps, a marriage. You bought some real estate or added some other assets that you wanted to protect. So you might buy, say, a term policy to cover a certain length of time until you get out of the point where you're not too, you know, you're not afraid you're going to lose something like that. But if you do lose those actual documents, yikes, it can be a mystery trying to solve that, and sometimes it can be kind of difficult going through all that, especially if you're assisting an elderly relative or helping to settle the estate of someone who's passed. And over time, if an agent or company holding the policy has changed, well, it can be even tougher to find the answers that you're looking for as well. So the Iowa Insurance Division and the National Association of Insurance Commissioners has a few tips to help find lost life insurance policies. Now, one of the things they talk about is when you start the search for that life insurance policy, it's helpful to know the type of policy it is. Life insurance generally is issued as either a term or permanent life insurance policy. A term policy covers the insured for a stated period of years and pays a benefit only if the insured dies within that term. Now, a permanent life insurance policy, which can be known by several names, universal life, variable universal, whole life, that stays in force as long as the premium is paid. So even if a permanent life policy lapses, the insured stops making the payment, it's still possible there could be some residual benefit, although it's likely not the full value of that policy. Now, if you're starting to look around for these things, to begin that process, you need some personal details of the person who is insured. So if you have an old copy of the policy, that'll be really helpful. You'll need the full name, including a maiden name for someone who's been married, social security number, and an idea in which state the policy would have been purchased. And to claim the benefit, you also need a copy of the death certificate. So some of the things you want to start determining right away is which insurance company might have issued the policy, which agent or broker might have sold the policy, and also if the policy might have been purchased through an employer, a union, or some other association. You can search online sometimes to help find that contact information for the company, the agent and broker, or the employer. And you can talk with their customer service representatives or their human resources department to see if they can provide the policy number and the claims information. Now, if you've decided that, yikes, we need to find this stuff, I'm not sure, my files may have, you know, sometimes you move. Maybe you redecorate or something, put some new furniture in, maybe a new file cabinet somewhere. You know, who knows? It might be somewhere in a box somewhere. They don't come with bells on them, so you can't just listen for where you hid it. So if you start to look around for those kinds of things, where do you really start? Well, if you really can't determine any of the information we talked about the person who was insured, then there are some strategies, they say, for looking for that information and some places to look. Some of them would be common sense places, like, for example, look in files, safety deposit boxes, and any other storage areas for any insurance-related documents. You can look through things like address books or online contact lists to see if you can find any insurance listings. Maybe you'll find the agent or the company there that they were using. Also, contact any attorneys or accountants or investment advisors, bankers, business associates, or any other financial advisors and see if they know any information that might help. Also, if you can find applications for any subsequently issued life insurance policy, then it's likely it'll list all the life insurance policies that belong to the person who's insured. Check for canceled checks or bank statements for automatic payments to any insurance companies. You can review income tax returns for the previous few years and see if maybe there are some claims for interest earned on any insurance policies. They also talk to the insured person's auto or homeowner's insurance agent. It's possible that agent may also have written the life insurance policy that you're searching for as well. And also, if you find any other bank documents like loan applications and things like that, you might want to look. Sometimes those things can be listed as assets there as well. So those might be listed. It might be easy to find that way. The Iowa Insurance Division is also a place. If Iowans, you can contact them if you don't have a copy of the policy or the State Department for the whatever state that you might happen to live in at the time or where they think the policy may have been written. Those departments don't have records of specific insurance policies, but they can assist you in locating the appropriate insurance company, and they can also refer you to a life insurance policy locator, and there might be a fee for that, but you can find contact deals for all of the state departments of insurance on the NAIC website, which is naic.org. Now, in general, they say life insurance companies know that when they do know that an insured person has passed, but they can't locate the beneficiaries of the policy, they are required to turn over the benefits of the policy to the state's unclaimed property office. You've seen the state treasurer's great treasure hunt listings. Many times you'll see them in newspapers and things, and you sometimes scratch your head and wonder, where'd that money come from? Well, it comes from a lot of places, and this is one of them. Well, if you know what state the policy was written in, you might want to check with that state insurance department about any unclaimed property laws or check with the office that handles any unclaimed property. In Iowa, it's the treasurer of the state. So look for that website, thegreatiowatreasurehunt.com, and you can take a look through all the things that they have there as well. That does make sense, and state officials do encourage folks to who is searching for information about someone connected to them who are believed to have insurance policies that can't be located to try to use all the available resources, including the insurance division, because, you know, if the policy was chosen and paid for, somebody intended that someone should get that money at some point in time. So you hate to see those kinds of things. And you might want to take some steps, too, to make sure your beneficiaries won't have any difficulty finding your life insurance policies when the time comes. You can do that by updating your beneficiary information to make sure your company and your agent have current contact deals for contact details for all the listed beneficiaries. Also, alert those beneficiaries of the policy. Give them the name of your agent, the name of the company that wrote the policy. Make sure a current copy of your policy is with all your will or estate paperwork in a safe place where your family or beneficiaries will know where to look for it, and they'll have access to it. And also, you can consider asking an insurance company for an annual policy statement if you don't already get one. Think about that. Where are all those important documents? How good are your files? Everyone files differently, you know. Some people have a specific little file folder for everything in their lives. Some people have one file folder and their entire life is stuffed in it. Some people just... They don't even go that far. There might be a box somewhere in the corner of the attic. Who
I'm
knows?
Not talking.
I know. It is important stuff, though, to make sure that that somebody does benefit. And the people that need to know can find those things, too. So think about that. Maybe you want to reorganize a little bit. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell you more this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
When Camblin Plumbing and Heating says duct cleaning, we mean thorough duct cleaning. We use a process to clean your air ducts that both pulls and pushes debris away and out of your ductwork. Most systems only pull this buildup of dirt, mold, and debris. This way leaves out a lot of residue. We promise that your ductwork will be clean when your house is done. If you have any an allergy sufferer in your home, they deserve to have this service performed to help them lead a more comfortable life. In one day, we can have your house distributing better and cleaner air. We can also offer an additive that can alleviate any future molds or mildews, and another additive that will help any offensive odors caused by dirty ductwork. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today, here's another tough one, Jim, by George Dumaurier. You got that?
Yeah, whatever you say or mumble.
It said he was from the 1700s, so I'm guessing he's not listening this morning. What matter what anybody thinks. There's the speech right there. So that tells you it's from a long time ago. It will be all the same 100 years hence.
Apparently not. Nice effort, though. Thanks, Brett. Appreciate it very much. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.